Okay, as far as the Saginaw Art Museum, I've only been there a couple of times, and it was always work-related. I've never really spent any time looking there. When I was still working at TV5, there'd be some new exhibits, new artwork there, and they would maybe send me by myself with a camera or with a reporter, and we'd do a little story on it. But the two or three times we were there that I've been there. It's a nice facility. I was really surprised. You don't hear much about the art museum in Saginaw, but it's a really nice facility there. And like I said, I was only there for maybe, you know, an hour or so at the most doing a story, and then we'd have to take off for another story. So I was never really spent any time just browsing around, but it's a nice facility. And as far as Henry Ford Museum, Greenfield Village, I haven't been to Greenfield Village in about 50 years. But I haven't been to the, Barb and I went to Henry Ford Museum about 9 years ago. And that was the first time since about 40 years before that. So it was a big change to see between the first time I was there when I was a kid, in high school, and then we went there together a few years ago. A lot of neat stuff. I'm really fascinated with the technology of the late 19th century, early 20th century, and a lot of steam power. And a lot of the ingenuity that the technology of that time. So it's really a neat facility. So if you get a chance to go, if nobody's been to Henry Ford Museum, I suggest you go. Or if you have already been there, go again, because they're always adding to it too. So anyways, that's it for me on this end. I'm going to toss it back and catch us on the 73 round. And until then, this is NAUI.
Great, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. With about 80% with the Christmas presents done now. I'm about 90% myself. I got a few more things in the mail today from Amazon that need to get wrapped, but I pretty much got it wiped out last Friday, Saturday. So just a matter of wrapping some things and getting some gift cards together. But like you said, the Henry Ford and Greenfield Village. They do change things quite a bit. I know I've been there quite a few times within the last few years. I've had the membership, but before that, probably in the 80s, went down there, and they had the paddle boat steamship that went around the little island there, and that is now gone. So, yeah, things change. They add things, take things away. So you almost do have to go every couple years to catch up on what's changing. All right, thanks, Tom. We'll be back around you shortly for the 73 round. Next up on our list, we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and Standby Bob. Dave, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good. Mike, KD8MMH, W8DW. Christmas around. We finally got the Christmas tree decorated. Mary worked on that this last weekend, and that's looking good. The only thing now is I got to take in and put the boxes back down in the basement. We're still the stuff is still sitting here in the living room, so we'll do that probably tomorrow. And I just noticed too, we just missed an anniversary, 50th anniversary of the launch of Oscar 7. That's that particular satellite still operational. Was launched on November 15th, 1974, and as I said, it's still operational. I think I worked it a year or two ago. I worked through it on CW. The batteries are gone, but what it will do is it'll be operational when it's in the sun. The connection between the batteries and the solar cell went out, so that's a good thing. So now it's just strictly running off the solar cell, so I might go down and try and listen to that. I think it does switch from a couple different modes during it, so you sort of got to watch. You got to take it in to get on, and you got to look at the site to make sure you get the right one. As far as attractions, one of them is real funny. This as far as Saginaw, there's I've been to most of the places in Saginaw, maybe missed a few, but the funny one is, and I'm gonna take a little break here. The funny one, been quite a while, quite a few years ago, Henry Ford Museum, that's got to be 30, 35 years ago, I went down there, and as I was going through, I looked at some of the equipment and that being in working in the plant. I was looking at the different pieces of equipment down there, and it's real funny. I looked at the one, I kept on staring at it. Piece of equipment on the floor in Henry Museum was some of the same stuff that we were using in the plant up here eating. So it was still operational out here. It was real funny. Anyway, back to you there, Mike. We'll be here for 73 round. KD8MMH, WADW.
All right, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Good information there on the Oscar satellite. Interesting to know that's still up there after 50 years of working. So. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and standby Rick. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Mike, everybody else on the net. Yeah, you guys are talking about, I've never been to the Saginaw Art Museum. Never been there. In fact, I didn't even know they had one. But a few of the other things I've been to. But what got my attention was when Ron mentioned the Ford and the Greenfield Village museums. I was there. I was 12 years old, sixth grade, on a field trip. That was a long time ago. That's like, what, 50, let me do my quick math here, 56 years ago. And that's the only time I've been there. And my wife said she was never there before. And I can't remember if it's the Henry Ford Museum and Greenfield Village one in the same, or are they two separate entities? I can't remember anymore. But I remember going down there. It was definitely Greenfield Village I was part of, I'm sure. But we had talked about going there, but she looked up tickets to go there, and it was some crazy price. It was like those $65 a piece, $80 a piece to get in there. And she said, I don't want to go that bad. So we didn't go. But maybe somebody can clarify that. I just remember it being some crazy high price to get in there. And it's just basically for one day. And frankly, if I remember correctly, you really can't go through the place in one day. So, I don't know. But that's kind of it for this round here. I'll save the rest for the 73 round. Back to net control. This is NAKPR.
All right. Very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. To answer your question on the village and the museum, they're kind of together, but they're separate. They're right next to each other, but they do require separate tickets. The museum is open year-round from 9:30 in the morning until 5 p.m., and the village is only open from, like, late April through the end of October, I believe. And I'm not seeing, I'm looking online here, I'm not seeing the actual the price for admission. I want to say it's around like $25 roughly for, I'll check and let you know next time on the next round, but I want to say it's around like $25 for each of the museum, and then $25 for the village. You can get a combined ticket, which gives you a little bit cheaper to do both. And then you can also, for the village, you can add rides. They have the steam train, carousel, horse-drawn wagon, the old buses, and what have you for different rides around the village. So that's, you can add that on probably for an extra $10 or whatever for the rides. Let me break a second here. But yeah, if you haven't been there in a while, it's definitely worth seeing. And you're right, you can't do them both in one day. You can, but you're missing a lot. It probably takes a good day to do the village, and then another good day to do the museum if you want to catch most everything. So, But anyway, yeah, that it is definitely something we're seeing, and we're not that far either. Maybe hour and a half or so to get down there. So, all right, we'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KADAC repeater. Before I go to Rick, is there anyone else that would like to join the Monday night net? If so, please call net control now.